The Gemara on Nun Gimel is in the middle of a discussion about whether one person makes a bracha or multiple people make a bracha, and the concern there is bittul Torah, right, or what they call bittul beis medrash, that it's going to be stopping the whole beis medrash from going along their ways, for a couple of minutes, and whether at what point do we say no, this is what's important, at what point do we say no, learning is more important, right? It's something that comes up lahalacha in general. In certain circumstances where we might be more meekle on one scenario in order to make it that the base medrash could keep functioning and keep learning as possible. And then the Gemara, along the way, kind of makes this throwaway statement that Tani Nami Hachi, we also have a brisa, so this Rabban Gamliel, that in the house of Rabban Gamliel, in the household of Rabban Gamliel, the Nasi, Lohaya Omrim, they wouldn't say Marpeh, the base medrash, they wouldn't say Marpeh. In the base medrash, why? Because they were worried about bittul beis medrash. So what's this marpeh? So Rashi points out marpeh, which means like good health or be healed, something like that. Rashi says, what's marpeh? La'adam hamasatish. We're talking about someone who sneezed. Shiragilin lo marasusa. That it's normal to tell them asusa, which is like an Aramaic word for good health. Right? And we to this day have this. We say God bless you. We say gesundheit when someone sneezes. So in base Rabban Gamliel, by Rabban Gamliel's house, they were very machbe not to, disturb the learning. If one person sneezed in the base medrash, they wouldn't all say, oh, God bless you, gesundheit, they would continue learning. So there's obviously a significance in general when something's brought down from where the Masorah is, meaning the Gemara could have just said, oh, there are some people who had this minhag, but there's actually a real penemius, an important penemius, the Idafka, the base of Rabban Gamliel. Because Rabban Gamliel was the Nasi. There's a Yisod that's brought down from a lot of Sfarim, I think originally Sefer Chassidim, but I'm not 100% sure where it originates. That Nasi, the word Nasi is Rashi Tevel for Nitzotz Shel Yaakov Avinu, spark of Yaakov Avinu. But the Nasi represented Yaakov Avinu. In fact, there's a Maisa brought down in the Sefer Chassidim that Rebbe would come back and make Kiddush for Bnei Beiso, that he had this Neshama of Yaakov Avinu. And just like Yaakov Avinu, lo meis, he also didn't die. In some reality, in some aspect, he was still considered called Chaim. The reason this is significant is because it actually connects the whole concept of sneezing. Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar tells us that it used to be before Yaakov Avinu's time that someone was walking in the shuk and boom, he sneezed and his neshama would go up, fly out his nose in the same way that Hashem blew in through his nose, through his nostrils, nishmas Chaim, his neshama would leave. So Yaakov, it was Bikesh Rachamim, he requested mercy to make it that people get sick. So it's a discussion in general, amongst people, what was that mean? That it was Bikesh Rachamim, what does that mean? He wanted mercy that we should get sick, so we could have time to do teshuvah, probably. Right? That it shouldn't just be a sudden thing that you're just walking and boom, there was no one getting sick, that was just how people were in iftar. So Yaakov was Bikesh Rachamim. But what did we point out? That Yaakov, it's very interesting that Yaakov is Bikesh Rachamim, because Yaakov also has another relationship with death. Beyond just davening for the nature of death to change the world, Yaakov Avinu is called Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis, that Yaakov didn't die. Why was Yaakov called Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis? So there's a lot of reasons brought down. But the way the Maharal explains in his Gor Aryeh is that it's, Va'atim Advekim Hashem Elokechem Chayim Kol Chamayom. That if you're Dovik to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chaim Kol Chamayom, and Yaakov's Zera, who were the Hamshacha of his way, Yaakov's children and his descendants, who we are the Mamshichei Derech of Yaakov, that we continue on the path of Yaakov, and Yaakov was the aspect of Torah, because all Yaakov's connected to the Mid of Tiferes, which is the Mid of Torah. So Yaakov's whole reality was Torah, and through his children continuing to learn Torah and follow Torah, that's what it means that Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis. That when we sin, we open a Gemara, and we do the daf, we're saying Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis. That we're continuing the reality of Yaakov Avinu, that it's as if he's living and he's alive, and we are B'nai Yisrael, we are identifiable by Yaakov, because we're continuing his Midah and continuing that aspect of his persona. And that's what it means Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis. So now, if Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis is Shayach to Torah, then specifically in the base of the Nasi, right, Rabban Gamliel, who is the Nitzot Shel Yaakov Avinu, what will Yaakov Avinu say? Yaakov Avinu, of course, recognizes why we say Marpeh, why we say Gesundheit, why we say God bless you when someone sneezes. Because it used to be before Yaakov Avinu, someone could go and boom, they could lose their life in that sneeze. So we say, Okay, you know, you have to say gesundheit. When it comes to Beis Medrash, that's the other secret that Yaakov revealed. Yaakov revealed that if you're shaykh to Beis Medrash, then you're always called chayim. Then there's no such thing as misa. It's true, physically you might go away, but if you're someone who's shaykh to Liman Torah, then you're inherently nikras chayim. So therefore, dafka Beis Medrash said Beis Hashal Rabban Gamliel, they were very machmir not to say marpa in the Beis Medrash. Because in the Beis Medrash, they're tapping into the deeper life, the chayim which comes after the chayim in this world. The eternal life, the Chaim Shal Torah. When you're talking about the Chaim Shal Torah, when you're Osek in what in Liman HaTorah in the Beis Medrash, there's no reason to say Marpa, because we're not worried about the Misa in this world. We're not worried about these lower Misas. Because even you could die, but what? We'll say Yaakov Avinu lo mis. That yeah, Yaakov physically died. You know, we don't believe that Yaakov is physically alive. But we do believe that lo mis is true. That we do believe that he didn't really die, that there's a continuation through Liman HaTorah.